Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad, to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca, Paul, Fiona and Tass the Donut.
I think you need to read out this message, Macca.
Which one, Tass? Hang on.
317. Love you, 317.
Tass is the voice of reason, Macca. Love his thoughtful commentary and his soothing voice. Well, perhaps you should do breakfast with him one morning, 317, and you'll see just how soothing his voice is. I was asked a question by a listener before we get into our positivity index and experiences around COVID. One of my thoughts on Clive Palmer, his challenge in the High Court about opening borders. Look, I think Clive Palmer is the answer to a question that was never asked. I'd like us to open the border between Victoria and Tasmania and dump him in the middle of Bass Strait.
Macca.
There you go.
You're taking some nasty pills this morning.
No, not at all. That's, you know, he could swim. Be good. He'd certainly float.
Another bit of lovely feedback. Love today's newsreader. Please call them out.
Huh?
Love today's newsreader.
Oh, yes, Jay. Yeah, she's doing a fantastic job. I think Jay was a little bit nervous earlier, but she doesn't have any reason to be. She's doing a great job.
I agree.
You know, it's all good.
I agree. Welcome aboard, Jay, and have a great time.
We'll give you an award. You get
this.
A donut.
I think Jay's already had a donut. So, Macca, normally this time is reserved for your opinion piece. Today you're not going to do an opinion piece. What are you going to talk about?
Well, I actually want yours, Paul's, and Fiona's experience and opinions about the time that we've been through in lockdown. But I want to start off with, we actually had a really interesting message earlier during Paul's breakfast show about how important the music and the comment was, and Joy being there, you know, for all the communities that are out there, something to listen to, something interesting to listen to, and how important Joy has been for people in getting through that. Do you want to just a little précis of that, Paul?
Yeah, it came. Thank you, Macca. Good morning, everyone. It's Paul here. Fiona and I were doing the breakfast show this morning, and we were talking about you know, just some of the good things that people want to hear and are doing that we could share with people about being in isolation. And we had a wonderful message from Robbie in Mornington, who basically was giving a big shout out to Joy and all of the volleys that work here, just saying, you know, how comforting it is to have them on the end of the radio, to listen to the music and to just talk and have someone else around them. And I think that's very much what the role of Joy's about. It should be the extra person in your lounge room, that someone you can turn to for a chat or
the invited guest.
The invited guest. No, exactly. So I think it's really important that we can talk about actually how do we share those things? What's good about being in isolation, and what can we share about the positive experiences that other people can learn from?
So what's been good for you? What's been your positive experience?
Do you know, there's been a lot more than I can probably talk to, Tass, but I think some of the key things, spending time at home. I mean, we spend a lot of time at work, a lot of time out of the house. For me, actually, just being at home and being in my own environment has been quite positive. And I've actually enjoyed having things like the accessibility to a kitchen to do some home cooking. So, you know, I come from a background of food and food manufacturing and retailing, and tend to buy a lot of processed food. Getting back in the kitchen and actually getting cooking,
I mean, like
done.
Pre-made stuff.
Yeah, pre-made stuff.
Like,
you know,
cans of baked beans and,
well, and they're more like
frozen pies.
A shepherd's pie or something like that. So you can make it yourself. So I've been going back in the kitchen and really getting into cooking again, which is something that I really enjoy. You know, saving 2 hours of a commute in the morning, getting to the office or getting home, gives you 2 hours back in your life to do other stuff. And little things for me, just like getting in the kitchen, having breakfast. I used to snack, you know what I'm like in the mornings here at Joy. I'll have a coffee and I'll also have a donut or two. But actually just having breakfast and sitting down.
And what about you, Macca? What's been positive for you?
Look, again, the cooking and the lack of a commute. I can be a little bit naughty, you know. I like to, when I go to the supermarket or out, occasionally I make an assessment whether I'm going to engage people in some sort of conversation. Now, previously you do that, they think you're completely and utterly mad and thought you're either going to assault them or steal their wallet. I've actually found people are much more engaging, and it can be a discussion about something as inane as Peck's paste, which Paul knows what it is. Tass knows what it is. Do you know what it is, Fiona?
Peck's paste.
Peck's paste.
No, I can't say I do.
Oh, my God, where have you been?
I need to be educated on that.
P-E-C-K-S. Yeah. P-A-S-T-E.
Deviled ham paste. But anyway, no, it's actually
really bad, Fiona.
Oh, yeah.
I actually do remember
but it's
that
great
from,
on hot buttered
from being
toast.
A kid, but it wasn't called
bread,
it.
Not good bread.
But to Macca's point, I think we've also found that in our neighbourhood, and we've been trying to force ourselves to go out for a walk, you know, at lunchtime just to get some fresh air and away from the sort of computer screens. But people have been wanting to engage. So people who would normally walk past and ignore you would actually nod or say hello, and it's just making you feel a little bit more part of your community.
Even if they aren't walking a dog.
Yeah, exactly, because dog walkers are especially known for engaging in conversation.
What about you, Fiona? What's been your positive experience?
Well, having a dog that is...
Can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
I can hear Fiona.
I can hear.
Yeah? Oh. Having a dog, certainly, as I do, that's extremely cute, does actually mean that I get a lot of interaction. But I certainly have noticed in the neighbourhood people are really super friendly, people are smiling. I've enjoyed not actually having as much work to do. I mean, I feel very lucky that I still have a job and I still have an income, but it's not as busy, so there's a lot more time. And I think that what's become incredibly apparent to me is how we really are all understanding how connected we actually are, and that just in the most incredibly small and tiny ways, there's just a thread that runs through every single person here in Melbourne, because we've all really connected just by the way that the virus travels. It's scary, but we are actually all very much in this together.
Do you know what I love, Fiona? I don't know why, but my door seems to attract people of franchised faiths knocking on the door. And
that's
since
strange.
COVID, yeah, I don't know, perhaps it's...
had none or you've had an acceleration of them?
No, previously, you know, it would happen quite regularly. It hasn't happened during COVID, which is, a blessing in disguise, because I haven't had to be rude to people.
and Tass, what about you? What have you found positive about the experience?
I think I'm actually a bit over working from home, to be really honest. I'm ready to... you know, do the commute and get out there and meet people and see people. I love being with people. So, I'm not a big fan of working in isolation, to be quite honest. But I have to say what's been really positive is the discovery of technology. I mean, technology has not really changed, but we have. We've adapted to it finally. So all these Zoom meetings, all these conferences, all these FaceTimes, all that sort of stuff means that all of a sudden we are doing business differently. Mm. I'm actually doing a lot more work than I have been pre-COVID, a lot more. And it's because I don't have the commute, so I can actually cram a whole lot more into my diary. I'm also finding that, it is business. My business is continuing. I think the best example of the success of technology has been in the health space, where, you know, more than half of all medical consultations are now taking place on a virtual platform.
And
happened overnight.
And we've wanted this for a very, very long time, and this has actually forced our hands. So it's a real positive that people can now actually do that telehealth, but they're used to it. And not only does it have a great benefit in infection control, but it actually saves the doctor's time. It actually saves people driving or getting public transport. Mm. And they're getting used to, and the doctors are getting used to doing it. I think it's an extraordinary and a really positive development.
And I think you're right, Tess. I think what this has forced people to do who haven't fully embraced what technology can do for us and now beginning to understand what their devices and equipment can actually deliver for them, and hopefully it'll extend into other areas as well.
I created an online banking account for my father yesterday morning. Oh. And he's been avoiding it and complaining about it forever. And once he could see us,
it wasn't so scary.
And once I showed him how to get in, he actually found it quite empowering. Now, he knows that I have his code, so he's a bit nervous that I might go in there and pay some of my
Robin.
Own bills on his account, which, of course, I would never do.
Oh, no.
Macca and Fiona and Paul, we've had some really lovely messages this morning. Fiona, you have a fan. Somebody's actually said they've loved hearing your perspective. We've had some lovely messages about our newsreader, Jay, this morning. The latest message says, go, Jay, fantastic work. Macca, even some positive messages about you and me. Which
we've
really,
been hacked. We've been
which
hacked.
Which is really lovely.
The two miserable old grumps. Hey, that's good news.
So there we go. That was our Macca's positive spin on his opinion piece. Hopefully next week we'll return back to a regular piece of evidence-informed opinion from Macca.
And I love this. It says, Macca, you're not being rude, just culturally honest when it comes to franchised religious door knockers.
Where's that message? I can't see
it's
that.
Just there. It's the top one.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
And
220.
And that's Daryl with one R. And I can say, Daryl, I did once actually put the hose on some people who'd knocked on my door. But they weren't religious door knockers. It was actually a federal MP when I lived in Donvale. I chased him down the driveway with the hose. There you go.
Macca, you living in Donvale was like five centuries ago.
Oh, yes. You know. Fiona, this listener says, would like a dog as well, but their partner won't let them. Well, you know.
Well, there are a few partners around there like that.
That's right. Yeah, Tass, you know, who knows how much I love my dog and everything, and Tass's partner Ian loves dog. And when Tass came into the house recently at a time where he was allowed to, he just goes, hello, dog.
Well, at least I greeted her. What are you
hello,
talking about?
Hello, dog.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.